hulle hiervoor? Dankie. Of is hulle in die moederskamer? O, saam met sissiekie, boetiekie. Kan hulle my hoor as ek praat daar? Is die moederskamer aan? Ag, ek het nie geweet hulle is op baby sitting nie, maar as een van hulle nie, as jy sê hulle moet hier voor by my kom sit, alraai. Ek wil bietjie met hulle ook praat vandag, maar ek wil sommer net op een kant kyk, ek wil nie die hulle my kop seer maak nie. Ek het 'n terrible week gehad. Ja, so kan ek sê, toe Riek sê, wie het 'n lekker week gehad? This was a tough one. People always tell us, no, I just want to keep my head above water. So I think around Wednesday, Thursday, I'm pep-talking myself, just keep your head above water. And then the Holy Spirit actually reminded me of a moment I had when we were in Stillbaai a year or what ago, and we were swimming in the sea. It's like the small, it's just a klein baaikie. There's a small part, it's not the main swimming beach, so there's not a lot of people, but there's this little bit of sand, and then you can go in there and swim without getting your feet stuck on the rocks. Anyway, it was a beautiful day, and the water was very clear. And that day, I remember I had, I can't remember if I had a duikbril opgehaald of nie, maar I dove down, it's not deep, it's like, sure, it's not that deep. I dove down and I was lying on the sand, on the bottom of the sea. And I just turned around and I looked up. And obviously, if you go underwater, the sound is being cut off. The sound is being cut off. And all of a sudden, it's just quiet around you. And you can hear these small little like sounds or whatever that you pick up under the sea. And it's the sun's rays coming in. And in that moment, I realized I don't want to go up. Ek wil net die bly. So I quickly went up, kry 'n asem teeg, and I went down again. I just want to lay at the bottom of the sea. It was so beautiful. So I said, ja, God, I don't want to keep my head above water anymore. Just take me down. I just want to, in all the chaos and being aware of everything that's above the surface, Father, I just ask for moments that I can go like under the water and just zone out and be with you and in your creation. So dit is hoe my week gegaan het. So vir oggend toe daar moeilikheid met die krag was en so, ek was glad nie surprised. Anyway, so maybe you also had a week like that, just be encouraged. May today be a day where you just experience diving under the water, just being in the stillness of the Lord's presence and peace. The title for today's message is to recalibrate. Die Afrikaans is om te herkalibreer. So people who work with machinery often will maybe understand this a little bit better. So dit is basically om 'n instrument fyn in te stel volgens die regte standaard. Okay, so it's like little bit of things that you need to change and to recalibrate for a machine to work properly again. If I look back at the year that we've had and all the word that the Lord gave to us as a congregation here in church, I went to look at all the sermon titles, Grow, Grow to Know, Grow to Obey, Grow in Practice and Patience. So obviously die woordjie groei kom die hele tyd by my op. So ek sê, sjoe Here, so dis obviously wat jy mee besig is vandag, of besig is met ons. How do we grow? So voordat ek nou enigstens verder gaan, wil ek net gou eers vir jou vra, what is your need today? I want you, if you make notes, I want you to write it in your notebook. Otherwise, you're just going to have to remember it. Wat jou behoefte vandag? Jou behoefte aan vrede, aan rus, aan slaap, aan kindness, aan, I just need somebody to kick me off my couch. Wat is jou behoefte vandag? Maar ek wil hê elkeen moet sy eie ding hê. If you get it, you can so long look in your Bible to see if you can find 2 Chronicles 32. That's going to be the passage that we're going to read today. 2 Kronieke 32. 2 Kronieke 32. It's a weird book. See if you can find it, if you have your Bible with you so long. We're going to read it a little bit later. All right. So wat is jou behoefte? Ons gaan terugkom na dit toe. Wat is jou behoefte vandag? All right. So as ek hoor wat God vir ons sê die afgelope ruk, en ek sit heeltyd met hierdie ding in my gedagtes, sjoe Here, jou hart vir ons as individue hier in ons gemeente en in gemeenskap is om te groei. We need to grow. And what does that entail? So if life feels to you exactly the same as it was in 2024, if you kind of struggle with the same things and you struggle to connect with the Lord, we're going to look at why are you maybe stuck? Because next Sunday, Rick is going to preach, we call it an activation Sunday. Okay, so I'm just building up to what are we going to activate and who gaan dit lyk. Usually if I say activation Sunday, people think, oh goodness, now I have to pour tea and get involved with the kids church. It is so much bigger than that. But I trust today that the Holy Spirit will lay something in our hearts to prepare us for actually what is coming next week. Okay, en so voor ook al die ander sonde wat ons hier gehad het. As I was preparing, I was listening through some of Rick's sermons from earlier this 8 weeks or whatever. And the one thing he said in one of his sermons, he was very passionate and feisty. He said, if we want to change a country, a town, reach families, save marriages, dan moet ons van die lukewarmness ontslaa raak, lekker mengels. We have to roar like a lion. And as he was preaching and hy was soos, lekker, kan julle daai een onthou, was julle hier daai dag, nee? Yesterday, ek sit daar op die bank, nou luister ek hierdie story, I'm like, yo! And then all of a sudden, I ask myself, if none of these things really bother me, I will not have like a reason to roar like a lion. If I'm not interested in my country anyway, I'm not interested in Worcester. I don't really like the town. We hear that often, it's not like everybody's top five town to come and stay in. If I don't really mind what's happening to other families, because my family is all right, and if somebody else's marriage or a difficult marriage, or you can see they're going through a tough time, if that really doesn't bother you, then you will not have a desire to roar like a lion. Ja. En dit is lukewarmness, of net 'n gevrektheid of a backsliding. This is, I don't see the other anymore. But the thing is, if we are called to be disciples of Jesus, we want to grow to be like Him. Because that is what we are. We are called, as we say, Jesus is ons koning, dan wil ons soos hy wees. And Jesus sees. He sees you. He sees your neighbor. He sees this town and He sees our country and He has a heart for it. So hier is my eie sonde. Ek is besig om deur 'n boek te lees, wat Murray Levita, he's a journalist and he's having onderhoude, sorry for my mengels, hy is besig met om verskillende mense onderhoude te voer, en onder andere een van sy onderhoude wat hy voer is met Jakes Gerwel, en Jakes Gerwel vertel vir hom, hy hou so baie van David Kramer, want David Kramer kan so mooi ander groepe van Suid-Afrika uitbeeld, en onder andere sê hulle, mense soos wat van Woester en Parow kom, die onderstes. Dis wat staan in hierdie onderhoud. En aanvanklik lag ek. Ek moes nou Woester red. O, hulle vergelyk ons met Parow. My goodness. En toe raak ek bietjie kwaad, en hoe meer ek daar dink, hoe kwaader raak ek. Dat mense moet dink, ons is die onderstes. Nee? En toe besef ek, Hier, ek moes glad nie gelag het in die begin nie. Ek moes vir hom gesê het, jy weet nie wat ons weet nie. My goodness, ons kry swaar hier in Woester om allerhande redes. Hier is groot ongelykhede in ons dorp, hier is groot goed wat nie reg is nie. Maar dis my plek, en ek is lief vir my plek. O, en die vraag is, maar is jy lief vir jou plek, Alida? En is jy bereid om op te staan en te sê, as iemand so praat van jou dorp, ek is jammer vir die mense van Parow, maar ek wil nie vergelyk word met Parow nie, hulle moet maar self hoog hou, alright, maar ek is soos, ek gaan heel te terug na die stikkie toe, na onderhoud, en ek soos, dit is wat ek gesê het, ek hou nie daarvan nie, so ek het my eie hart moet ek toets, is ek lief vir my dorp, is ek lief vir my mense, en plaad het my, want as ek sê ek is Jesus' disipel, gaan dit wat op sy hart is, moet my hart roer, en ek moet wil groei, om in sekere areas beter te wees, omdat hy perfek is. Alright. So ek het vir jou gevra, wat is jou behoefte? What is your need today? Guys, I think 80% of the time, that is just my calculation, your need is supposed to be met in church. So as we're sitting here, for example, let's say Fia has something that she just wants somebody to give her a break. In church, somebody must actually today just give her a break. I'm thinking of the shame, the team that's on duty today, and things went a little bit wrong this morning, and somebody just need to give them a break, for example. Well, let's say almal aan diens, I see you. It was a tough one. If you just need a word of encouragement, the word is probably sitting right here. If you need maybe a word of prophecy, if you need just a good hug, if you just need a joke, just the laughter, it is here within us. But if we don't see one another, and if your struggle and your happiness and your breakthrough, if that doesn't matter to me, I'm not going to reach out to you. I want to leave that with you. So the question I have for you today is, what hinders you and me, because this sermon is for me first, from growing to become more like Christ? Wat keer jou? Dis jou volgende vraag wat jy moet neerskryf, want jy moet praat hieroor by die huis. Wat keer jou om meer te groei soos Christus? So dis hoekom ek die tieners uitgeroep het. Yes, ek het dit al lê. Want ek wil vir julle vra, ons het deesdae nogal baie tieners in ons kerk. Daar sit die ander. Ons het 'n klein kerk, jy kan julle almal spot. So tussen 2 en 18 jaar, wat keer jou om meer soos Jesus te wees? Al wat ek vandag vir jou vra is, just be honest, teenoor die Here. Jy hoef vir my te sê nie, maar net kos wees nou net eerlik. Ek wil nie regtig soos Jesus wees nie, want ek sien hoe my ouers dit doen en dis my swak voorbeeld. Dit lyk nie vir my soos is die grootste ding is om te doen nie. Ek sien die deurbraak daar nie, ons word saamgesleep kerk toe, why should I do it? Nee, ons gaan vandag net eerlik voor die Here wees. It's boring. Kerk is boring, kursus is boring, alles van Jesus is boring, VCSV, boring. Dis, I'm not going. My vriende doen nie regtig die kerk ding nie. Oh, is moeilik die conversations by die skool. Ek kan met, as niemand met wie ek lekker kan praat nie. Nee, soos, so I don't really want to grow in this, want dit is 'n boompie wat ek moet wegsteek. It doesn't fit in. Ek's lui. Om iemand te leer ken vat bietjie werk. Ek's lui vir die Bybel lees, Tanya Lida. I'm not really interested. Stel nie belang nie. En almal praat van God se stem hoor. Ek hoor die God se stem nie. I don't hear the Lord's voice. Tieners, hier is spesifiek vir julle, as die skoen vir jou pas, trek hom aan. Maar vandag moet ons net eerlik wees met die Here en sê, dit, want dit klink vir my soos religion. En religion is nie Jesus almagtig wat lewe nie. Maar dat jy vir hom kan sê, is, dis my honest rede, ek wil nie groei nie. Dis boring. Hy roep die tannie my nog vorentoe in die kerk, nou my smile and wave, maar ek wil nie julle moet 'n gesig opsit nie. Nee, julle moet eerlik wees voor die Here en sê, dis waar ons is. Ek wil nie groei nie. Hoekom wil ek nie groei nie? Ons gaan nou daarby kom. Ek tel myself onder die middeljariges. Soos jy middeljariges. Ag, ek weet nie, baie kinders, min geld, want dis skoolgoed en is die en daai. En dit is al vir my middeljariges. Mens vind ons weer jou voete as die kinders 'n bietjie uit universiteit uit is, finansieel en alles. Voel vir my met rustigheid en vrede en alles, maar I could be wrong. Maar vir ons het die tyd nie. Nee, kots, ek is heeltemal te besig. Daar's nie tyd vir stilte tyd hou nie. I can definitely not serve anywhere. Nee, yesterday, ek moet net hou vashou wat ek het. Ons het ook nie so baie geld nie. Of ek moet my alie afwerk. I need to work so hard to provide for everything I would really love to give my kids. I have to work so hard. I just have to keep my head above the water. So you just focus on just keep swimming, just keep swimming. My friends look as if they are worse off than me. Hulle wil mos die kerk toe kom nie. Ek's alright man. I don't have to grow anymore. Ons is okay. Nee, ten minste is ons nog getroud. So we're all right. Nee, ek is nou maar eerlik. Ek gooi nou 'n paar voorbeelde. Whatever floats your boat en wat jou rede is, is joune. God, I don't believe anymore because I don't see Jesus move. And Lord, I really don't hear your voice. So if we talk about obedience and doing what you say, I struggle to hear your voice or I don't hear your voice. We are just too busy. We are too busy to hear the Lord's voice, too busy to sit at His feet. We are too busy to grow. Because growth takes time. God needs time with you to make you grow. Die ouerers onder ons, as jy nou nog nie gevoel het, jy val hier in nie. Just a few things. I've never been this age. I don't know if I have this right. There's just a few things. Maybe you say, listen, Alida, I am just set in my ways. Just leave me as I am. I love the way that I love Jesus and I don't need anything more. Somebody's laughing, so maybe I'm pulling on a string. time, we only have so much time because we only have so much energy. Because we are growing older, our pace is a bit slower. So don't go jumping up and down and expect me to keep with you. I don't have that much time to grow, to serve, to be excited or whatever. I'm just very content to just stay where I am. I am very selfish as I grow older, and I just want to have things my way. Everybody who's having a parent close to them that they are currently looking after, I will not look, but you can do like this, okay? I lost hope. My faith is weak. I just lost my wonder of who Jesus is. Paar goedjies wat ek neergeskryf het. Wil jy moet gaan dink, what hinders you to grow in whichever phase of your life you are currently at? Because I want us to come with that honesty before the Lord and say, Lord, this is why I don't grow. And I want you to go share at home. So usually, I like to share. And our Borman house, there's quite a few members of the family who loves to talk. So they are easy to share what is in the heart. But most people are actually not like that. So somebody in the family or in the friendship or so moet vra. So, Liam, hoekom wil jy nie groei nie? So sis moet dit vra, né? Ask it so that we can have a conversation around it. So that we can be honest about it. Alright, ek gaan hom nou net daar park. Jy in jou honesty, in jou notas, dit waarmee jy op jou skoot sit, sit net daar. Ons gaan nou lees in Hizkia. Gaan vir die story van Hizkia lees. I want you to open your Bibles. 2 Chronicles 32. For the Afrikaans, I'm going to read Afrikaans out of my Bible. English you can follow in your Bible. This is the story of Hizkia. Hy was 'n koning oor Jerusalem. Ek gaan nie al die detail gee nie. Hierdie is net a beautiful hoofstuk. Jesus, ja, sy. Kyk, jy gaan die fans ook aan. My goodness. Is dit nou nie amazing nie? Okay, 2 Kronieke 32. Ek wil jou regtig encourage om jou Bybel te begin kerk toe bring. Dis net lekker om jy sy eie Bybelie te hê. Die skrif is nie op die bord nie, ons lees uit die Bybel. Right. Nadat Hizkia getrou sy werk gedoen het, het koning Sanherib van Assyria Juda binnengeval. Hy het die versterkte stede beleer en beveel dat die mure afgebreek moes word. Toe Hizkia besef dat Sanherib ook van plan was om Jerusalem aan te val, het hy met sy amptenare en militêre raadslede besluit om die watertoevoer uit die fonteine buite die stad af te sny. Hulle het hom hierin ondersteun. So 'n groot klomp mense het bymekaar gekom en die watertoevoer uit die spruite toegestop, wat deur die veld geloop het, want hulle het gesê, hoekom moet die Assyriërs hier kom en baie water kry? So they shut off the water supply to the enemy. Ja, great move. Okay, that was hard work. Hulle moes die putte toegooi om die watertoevoer uit te kry, dat die Assyriërs dit nie in die hande kan kry nie. Daarna het Hizkia sy verdediging versterk, deur al die mure te herstel en torings boop te bou. That's hard work. Verder het hy 'n tweede muur buite omgebou. Die terras by die Dawidstad het hy versterk en groot hoeveelheid wapens en skilde gemaak. That's a lot of work. They were busy preparing, getting ready, putting effort in to protect. Vers 6. Hy het ook militêre offisiere oor die volksleer aangestel en hulle beveel om voor hom op die plein by die stadspoort te vergader. Daar het hy hulle bemoedig en gesê, wees sterk en vol moed, moenie bang wees vir die koning van Assyrië of sy magtige leer nie, want daar is 'n baie groter mag aan ons kant. Hy het dalk 'n groot leer, maar hulle is maar net mense. Die Here ons God is by ons en hy sal ons oorloof vir ons veg. Hierdie woorde van koning Hizkia van Juda het die volk baie bemoedig. So hy het nuwe, he appointed more authority. He called a meeting. He had a good meeting with them. He encouraged all these leaders because the enemy is coming and they are severe. But look what the enemy is also doing. Next verse, vers 9. Koning Sanherib was besig om die stad Lakis te beleer en het amptenare na Jerusalem toe gestuur met die volgende boodskap vir koning Hizkia van Juda en die hele volk in die stad. Dit is wat koning Sanherib van Assyrië sê. Waarop vertrou julle om te dink dat julle my belering van Jerusalem sal oorleef? Hizkia het gesê, die Here ons God sal ons red uit die mag van die koning van Assirië. Dis duidelik dat Hizkia vir julle mislei, sodat julle van honger en dor sal sterf. Julle weet mos, dat het juist Hizkia was, wat al die heiligdomme en altare van die Here verwoes het. Hy het Juda en Jerusalem beveel om net by die een altaar by die tempel te aanbid en om net daar alleen te offer. Julle weet mos wat ek en die ander konings van Assirië voor my aan al die volke op die aarde gedoen het. Was enige van die gode van daardie nasies in staat om hulle land uit my krag te red? So it's a mocking spirit, they're mocking the God Almighty en koning Hizkia. Watter gode van die nasies waarteen my voorgangers geveg het, was in staat om sy mense uit my mag te red. Sal julle God julle dan uit my mag red? Moenie dat Hizkia julle vir die gek hou nie. Moenie toelaat dat hy julle so mislei nie. Moenie hom glo nie. Ek herhaal, geen god van enige nasie of koninkryk was ooit in staat om sy mense uit my mag of enige van my voorgeslagte te verlos nie. Hoeveel minder is die kans dat julle God julle uit my mag sal red? Sanherib's boodskappers het die Here God en sy dienaar Hizkia nog meer gespot met beledigings op beledigings. Die koning het ook briewe gestuur waarin hy die Here die God van Israel geminag het. Hy het geskryf, net soos die gode van al die ander nasies nie hulle mense uit my mag kon red nie, so sal die God van Hizkia ook misluk. Die Assiriërs wat die briewe gebring het, het dit in die Judeese dialek geskree en aan die volk wat op die mure van die stad versamel het. Daarmee wou hulle die mense op die mure van die stad bang maak, sodat hulle die stad makliker kon inneem. Die boggers. So they change, they speak to the people in their language, as they are preparing and standing guard. In their language, they're telling them, your God cannot save you. Your king is lying. What are you doing? How can you stand against this mighty king and our whole army coming to you? You are not gonna make it. Jy is a loser. Jy gaan nooit daar kom nie. You will never be first. Whatever. They are mocking them in the language that they can understand. Hierdie boodskappers het oor die God van Jerusalem gepraat, asof hy een van die heidense gode is, wat deur mense gemaak is. Vers 20, toe het koning Hizkia en die profeet Jesaja, seun van Amos, gebid en na die hemel geroep. I want you to notice here that all the translations, it says, they called out to the Lord. Hulle het geroep na die Here. Hierdie was nie prevel gebede nie. They raised their voice. Because they were in desperate need for their God to save them. En ek wil vir jou vra, ek voel sommige van julle is op 'n desperate plek. Ons gaan kom by dit, ons moet uitroep na die Here. En wat doen die Here? Weereens, Hizkia het hard gewerk, hy het almal reg gekry, hy het die mure gebou, hy het ekstra torings opgesit. He's prepared, hy het sy leierskap vergroot, sy amptenare in plek gesit. But what did he do when the push comes to shove, when it was a knife point moment? Toe het koning Hizkia en die profeet Jesaja, seun van Amos, gebid en na die hemel geroep. They cried to the Lord and they chose not to put their faith in their own works, in their own contribution, in their own thing that they prepared. Die Here stuur toe 'n engel wat die Assiriese leer met al die bevelvoerders en offisiere vernietig het. Sanherib het in skande na sy eie land toe teruggegaan. Toe hy die tempel van sy God binne gegaan het, het sommige van sy eie seuns hom net daar met 'n swaard doodgemaak. Dit is hoe die Here Hizkia en die inwoners van Jerusalem gered het uit die mag van koning Sanherib van Assirië en van almal wat hom bedreig het. Daar was uiteindelik vrede in die hele land. Baie mense het vir die Here in Jerusalem offers gebring en ook waardevolle geskenke vir koning Hizkia en van toe af het sy aansien onder die omliggende volke toegeneem. So sy aansien het toegeneem onder die omliggende volke. Ek gaan nie verder vir jou lees nie, maar net in die volgende stukkie het ouens, ek dink van Babilonië, kom vra, Hizkia, vertel vir ons wat het gebeur. En Hizkia got proud, and he took all the glory for himself. And that was the end of his kingship. So God came through for them mightily. The word spread. Wow, something big happened. People came to ask the king, what did you do? What made you so great? Tell us, give us insight, what happened? And he took the glory for himself. And then you can go read further on what happened to him. Hier is my kosbare hoofstuk, and it really encourages me a lot. Always when something needed to happen, something big needed to happen in a house when we were growing up, my mom will say, no, but she will take my dad's hand and say, dear Pierre, we have to go and pray. And my dad will say, you pray, somebody needs to do something. So he was the doer, mom was the prayer. But what's beautiful here is everybody did what they can. And then they said, Lord, now you come. We cry out for you still, for the one to save us. I'm currently part of a group that prays for Worcester and the schools in Worcester and just for the imbalance that we have in our community. And the first day that we got together, everybody's very excited. We are going to pray now. We're going to give this town again to Worcester, to the Lord, and just trust God to bring a healthy balance in our schools, to bring breakthrough and salvation in our schools. And right there at that first meeting, I just feel something in my heart. It's like a thought coming from nowhere. That's how I hear the Lord's voice. And I hear the Holy Spirit say, are you going to take the glory for yourself when God comes to do something? Or are you going to give it to the Lord? Because it's very easy as we speak to people, Jesus het gebid, né? Ons het gebid. Ons het daai dag gebid. Ek en ons was hierdie 5 vroue en ons het gebid. Oh, en hulle het om die skool gestap en hulle het die skool gesalf. En hierdie manne het gekom en hulle het olie gegooi. Was dit nie great wat ons gedoen het nie? That's what happens. And I said to those ladies, I said, girls, are we willing to give God the glory for what he's going to do? And not take it for ourselves. We so quickly take it for ourselves. Ons wil so vinnig en op ietsie trots wees. Nee, dis net so, dan kruip daai ding in. En precies dieselfde het met Hizkia gebeur. Hizkia took the glory for himself when people came to ask what happened. And he lost favor in the Lord's eyes. And he lost the kingship for the generations to come after him. He lost it. So the big thing for us is, it's not about your sacrifice even. We can say we want to grow. There's things that we can put in place. Yes, now I'm going to do so much quiet time and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But it can become an idol. Your contribution to growing can also become your idol. Want yes, ek is oulik. En kyk vir my wat vroeg opstaan. And I can fix myself. And it's right there where God stands back and say, gaan jy my op jou eie aan, I'm not with you. So we ask the Lord to bring a breakthrough. But are we willing to give the glory to him when he brings it? So next week, we're going to do an Activation Sunday. So Activation Sunday, there's a lot of emotions maybe popping up. Maybe you've been a part of a lot of Activation Sundays. Miskien sit julle tieners voor en jy dink, ja, is vir die groot mense. Miskien sit die ouens wat bietjie ouer is, soos, dis vir die jonger mense. Julle moet aktiveer julle jonges. Aktiveer. Wat ook al jou emosie is, soos, soms sê vir my, Alida, mis kan nie bloed uit die klip tap nie. Ek kan nie meer nie. Wat wil jy nog van my hê? En dis die punt, ek wil niks van jou hê nie. Die God van alle gode, Jesus Christus, jou koning, wil jou hart aktiveer vir dit wat op sy hart is. Hoe ook al dit mag lyk. Dit is wat ons voor vertrou dat die Heilige Gees vir ons doen. Jy kan sê, ek is te besig. Ek het hierdie selfvertrou nie, ek kan nie dit doen nie. I can't be perfect. Jesus, moeilik om my koffiemachine te ran, ek kan nie dit doen nie. I'm so introverted, I cannot go to the woman next door. I'm so this, I'm so that, all our excuses, this is not for me. Whatever in your heart aangaan. So today I'm trusting for 2 things. Number 1 is to say, Lord, this is just my honest, this is honestly where I am. I need you to help me to recalibrate my heart. Because I don't have time for you. I don't want to change for you anymore. I lost the glory and the wonder of who you are. Lord, I don't hear you. I don't see you. I'm stuck in a depression, Lord. I'm stuck in a bad situation. God, and I experience that you know where. Just be honest with the Lord. And the second thing, some of us think I am doing a lot. My contribution is huge. I've been a part of the children's ministry of Shofar for 23 years. Man, that is a contribution. Goodness. I've been married to a pastor for 19 years in this movement. Wow. Alida, great for you. And God says, I'm not interested in your contribution. Are you willing, Alida, again, to activate your heart for what is on my heart? Punt. Ek wil jou groei. Maak nie saak wat jy bring nie. Jy moet net sê, yes, Lord. Honestly, this is where I am. So practical things. For me, I want to keep it practical. So practical things. How do we get our hearts in a place where we are ready to say, Lord, come and readjust. Or Father, I think I got this. Yes. Show me if there's anything else, like a little small thing that you just want to readjust in my heart. Number one, we need to hear the Lord's voice. En ek weet baie mense sukkel met dit. Alida, maar jy hoor die Here se stem mooi, maar ek hoor hom nie mooi nie, of ek hoor hom nie soos jy hoor nie. Jesus sê elke keer as ek preek, tieners, Jesus het die Here vir jou geskryf, hierdie boek. Jy sê, Here, dit is my boring, ek verstaan dit nie. Kom, maak dit asseblief vir my lewendig. Roep uit na die God van die hemele om hierdie woord vir jou waar te maak, want dis sy stem wat met jou praat. Ja, die Here praat deur ons boeties en sissies en ons mense daar buite met mekaar, soos wat ek vroeër gesê het. As I'm having this very terrible week, I am desperate to hear what God is saying for the circumstances that I'm in. I'm desperate to hear His voice. Then I get so irritated when 18 people send me video WhatsApp goetertjies van oom Angus tot Tannie Joyce tot hierdie ding en daai ding. Hoor nou my hart, daar is 'n plek vir dit. Maar nie een van hulle is in hierdie dorp die onderstes van Suid-Afrika en wat hier moet staan en lewe nie. I need God to speak to me. So wonderful if you get something from oom Angus in the oggend, that's good for you. But I'm very irritated with 30 people sending it to me. I don't want to hear their voice, I want to hear God's voice. And every now and again, I must be honest with you, I never watch those things, so you can stop sending it to me on your distribution list. But every now and again, God will tell me, druk play. And I know that one is for me. But now you must make sense of your life met hierdie stem van daai oom en van hierdie tannie en hierdie rabbi uit Israel en hierdie daai sendeling van Oekraïne. Ek weet nie hoe ons die Here se stem hoor tussen dit alles nie, honestly. It's too much. Sit vir YouTube af en lees jou Bybel. En sê, Here, praat met my in die vroeë oggendstilte. Bêre jou foon. Ek drink nog 'n koffie daar saam, want ek weet die Here hou van koffie. Maar dan sit ek en ek luister net, soos, God talk to me, please talk to me. I'm desperate, Lord, to hear your voice. Here, skool is vir my moeilik. My omstandighede is vir my moeilik. Maar kan ons net desperaat en eerlik voor die Here wees? Soos my kerk is dalk vir my moeilik. Die mense aanbid vreemd, Here, ek is nie so nie. Help my. Don't compare. Dis jou pad alleen met die Here. Ag, raak nie jou carried away. Maar dit is my so belangrik dat jy moet God se stem kan hoor. En dat dit is die ding wat ek die meeste hoor as ek 'n pad met iemand stap, is ek hoor nie die Here se stem nie. God is omnipresent. He is all around us. He is not silent. He is not the problem. So number one is hoor. Die tweede een is, I need to surrender and to say, okay, Here, jou wil. Ek dink ek het dit nou geskiep, maar vroeër het ek gevra, ek het daai slide nou geskiep. In watter area dink jy moet jy groei? En dink jy, dit is dieselfde area wat God wil groei? Want hier is dit waar ek nou uitkom by surrender, om te sê, o gits, maar ek het gedog ek moet hier in groei. Maar dit is nie wat die Here wil hê nie. Die Here sit jou heeltyd as iets anders op jou hart, of daar is iets anders wat jy hoor. En dit is wat hy nou wil hê jy moet groei. Onthou, die Here gaan jou gereeld uit jou gemaksone uitskop. So it's usually not easy to hear. We must just be willing to surrender our own selfish nature. Say, God, your will first. Wat wil jy doen nou? Daarmee wil ek besig wees. so that I can become more like Christ. God's will push us and He will encourage us to become more like His Son Jesus. The third thing is then we need to obey. Because you can hear all these things and you're like, yes, Lord, I hear your voice and I know that's what you want to do. But it's still your choice because God will never force you. It's your choice. Do I want to be obedient to this thing that the Lord wants to grow? And if we are successful or if things are happening and we are growing, you can feel that you are growing. You can see this that you are, let's say, busy with, that area, it's growing, it's blossoming. Are we willing to give the Lord the glory instead of taking it for ourselves? And church, that is worship. To sing songs here on a Sunday morning is lovely and easy. It's also part of worship, but that is worship. And that is a place where I trust that the Lord is saying, Shofar Wooster, God wants to grow us so that deep worship can be part of our everyday life because that brings glory to Him. En dit is my hart vir ons vir oggend. Julle kan vir my staan. Laura, can you please put on that last one with the face? You can stand with me. So, when I saw that face, I'm not saying that is Jesus. I'm asking you to look at the emotion. I ask you, what is your need this morning? I ask difficult questions. I said you must be honest. Just be honest before the Lord. But for most of us, it's difficult to see God with a face, with that emotion on His face. Because that is also our God. Hy sit nie met sy stok en gaan vir jou slat nie. Discipline is part of Him, yes. But we struggle to do life with Him and see Him like that. And as we go into prayer now, and each one is going to talk to the Lord honestly, I want you to see Jesus with that face walking up to you, sitting with you, praying with you, hearing what you're saying, speaking to you. Want hy het jou lief. En hy wil jou aancheer elke dag en sê, I know you can be more, man. In my, ek wil jou vryer maak. Ek wil vir jou sê, daar's dele van my wat jy nog nie ontdek het nie. Ek weet jy is vir my lief en ek weet jy werk hard, maar hy roep jou dieper, meer. Kom luister by my, wat is op my hart? Dit wat oud is, dit wat stikkend is, daai goed wat jy lank al begrawe het, daar is dalk van hulle, miskien is dit van julle. Die Here sê, bring dit vir my, maar ek wil jy met daai emosie sien. Julle kan julle oë toemaak, ek gaan vir ons bid. Heilige Gees, mag jy vanoggend soms so lekker inwurm in ons harte. Ek bid dat jy soms so met 'n vrolike gesig, Here, soos wat ek vertrou nou, Here, sal inkom en sê, hey, ek is mos hier. Ek is mos hier by jou, man. Ek weet hoe hard jy werk. Ek weet hoe laat jy in die bed kom. Ek weet hoe moeilik dit vir jou is om kinders groot te maak. Ek weet al jou opofferinge, man. Ek weet. Jy kan my vertrou. Kom, ek wil vir jou meer gaan wys van wie ek is. Okay, ek gaan nou braaf wees en ek gaan vir jou vra. As jy sommer net die Here wil vertrou, of as jy nie vertrou nie, as jy net vanoggend wil sê, Here, ek is jammer. Ek het hierdie recalibration nodig. Ek kom nie aan die gang hier, ek is op my old ways. Ek wil nie eintlik groei nie. Wil jy nie vir my aan die kant kom staan nie? En dan is daar van ons wat sê soos, ja, maar ek doen so baie, my contribution is huge. En ek wil dit voor die Here kom bring vanoggend. Ek wil my trots kom neerlê. Dan wil ek vir jou vra dat jy hierdie kant moet kom staan. Ek gaan nie vir elkeen van julle bid nie, maar ek wil jy moet regmaak self voor die Here. En self met hom gesels. En weer eens, ek wil jy met daai emosie sien, want hierdie is nie, kom voor die Here en nou is dit so swaar nie. Ek wil hê jy moet partner met hom. You have to do life with him. Dit is wat Jankor vir ons kom sê het so paar weke terug. Just be honest and say, Lord, this is where I am. I want to do life with you. So as jy wil voor hom te kom, as jy wil sê, yes Lord, kom, ek kort fine-tuning. Kom fine-tune my. Kom staan jy vir my hierso. As jy wil sê, soos Alida, ek is baie in die boekie, maar ek het dan al so baie. Hoekom kom jy nie deur nie, of ek is so oulik, want ek doen al hierdie, dan kom staan jy aan hierdie kant, en jy sê vir die Here, ek lê my contribution neer vanoggend. Dankie Here. As jou bene bewe, move, dis jy, die Heilige Gees praat met jou, kom staan nie voor. Moenie terughou nie. As jy op 'n plek is waar jy soos, come on, ek is oor hierdie kerk ding. Ag, wil jy nie net dit vir Jesus sê vanoggend nie, vir my nie, sê dit vir die Here, jy is oor hierdie kerk ding. Jy wil hom in sy volheid ontmoet weer. Vars op nuut. Ons gaan die Afrikaans sing. Die leeu van Juda. Nee, Jesus, jy is die leeu van Juda. En ek wil hê jy moet weer sing. Wie is Jesus? Want dis die waarheid wat ons daar sing. En alle eer en alle heerlikheid kom hom toe en nie ons nie. En as jy moet jammer sê vir goed vandag en as jy goed moet neerlê, dan doen jy dit vandag voor die Here. Moenie wag vir iemand om vir jou ietsie te bring, 'n tissuetjie, 'n olietjie of 'n gebed nie. Ek wil hê jy moet vanoggend self praat met die Here en regmaak met hom. So worship team, julle kan vir ons lei in dit. Sal dat afval van ons af, Here. En die slave mentality sal breek in Jesus se naam. Mag ons as seuns en ons dogters, Here, hierdie aanbid in Jesus se naam. ons sonder U, Jesus. En ons Vader wil vra, kom raak ons harte aan, Here. Kom herkalibreer ons, Here. Heilige Gees, ons wil roep dat Jy ons sal kom help om mekaar te sien. Help ons met ons selfsugtigheid. Help ons om te kan uitreik, Here. Hier by die huis, by die werk, ons sukkel. Ons vra Jesus, sal Jy ons kom help? Ons wil saam met Jou elke dag lewe, Here. Ons wil lewe met Jou doen, Vader. Nie vir Jou nie, maar met Jou. En Here, ons wil vandag onthou 9 Maart. Ons wil die datum neerskryf en onthou en vertrou, Here, vandag het Jy iets kom regstel. En ek bid, Vader, dat ons Jou sal hoor en gehoorsaam sal wees, sal oorgee aan Jou, Here. Help ons met dit, Jesus, om oor te gee en nie die eer te vat nie. Ons wil ware aanbidders wees van Jesus Christus. We want to follow Christ and be more like Him. God, we struggle and we call that You will help us with that in Jesus' mighty name. Dankie, Here. Aan die diens vandag, jy is welkom om net hier te bly as jy nog 'n bietjie met die Here wil praat. As jy jou